First, my students had to choose the topic they thought had made the biggest impact, write an essay on it, and then give an oral presentation with PowerPoint slides on the same theme. In this way, they practiced both oral and written communication skills. As I explained earlier, I have always seen presentations or talks by the students as a way of furthering their ability to use the language and at the same time impart information of interest to the rest of us. In June of 2006, to conclude the first year of the English course at San Dureta Hospital, accredited by the local health ministry of the Baleares Islands, I set my students the task of giving presentations in the lecture hall of the hospital. There was a mixture of medical and non-medical topics. The eating disorders unit alongside photography, a technique to relive a magic instance, and news from the lab next to dreams, with popular architecture combining with team building. It was a fitting culmination to the year's work, but only the beginning of what will hopefully become an annual event in this teaching hospital. There are many plans for the future, but two are already realities. First, a small translation unit is working in San Dureta Hospital, which is essential for a hospital looking to be an important contributor in the field of research and investigation. Second, the ENT and pediatric departments of San Dureta Hospital are carrying out clinical sessions in English, with doctors giving presentations and commenting on the day-to-day runnings of the unit. This is a big step forward, with other units already showing an interest in the idea. Another plan is to set up a blog for professionals from different hospitals to communicate with each other in English. I am beginning to do this with my students from both hospitals, but I think it can be carried further as a means of inter-hospital communication. My hope is that English will become an integral part of hospital training and life. A big hope, but attainable.